How to get rid of diarrhea in puppies. Introduction to how to get rid of diarrhea in puppies. When diarrhea strikes puppies, it can be a scary, stressful, and ugly situation. Fortunately, there are some simple steps you can take to stop diarrhea in puppies. The first step is to keep your puppy comfortable, since diarrhea is often caused by intestinal infections. Don't be shocked if your puppy is lethargic or feels warm. However, if your puppy is in pain, he may be restless, anxious, and upset, so be sure to keep him still and calm when you can. Diarrhea in puppies is a common problem that can be caused by several factors, including, but not limited to, diet change, new food, infection, and stress. To treat your puppy, you will need to first identify the underlying cause of diarrhea. Diet changes can be easily remedied by slowly reintroducing your puppy to its previous diet after diarrhea has been gone for at least 2 days. If your puppy has ever had diarrhea, you know how much of a mess it can be. This is especially true if the diarrhea is accompanied by vomiting as well. Worse yet, diarrhea can be dangerous in puppies that aren't old enough to hold down food. Few things will bring an animal into the vet quite as quickly as a bout of diarrhea. For most small animal veterinarians, it is something we see daily. Sometimes, dog diarrhea cases are easy with quick fixes. This is not always the case. Chronic or extensive dog diarrhea cases can be frustrating for both the pet parent and the doctor because they are expensive and difficult to understand. Fortunately, several natural solutions can help stop your puppy's diarrhea, as well as keep it from coming back. What causes diarrhea in puppies? Diarrhea is one of those frustrating symptoms for owners because it can mean that your puppy has anything from a potentially lethal virus to simple indigestion. Any pet owner who has Googled puppy diarrhea is well aware that many serious and minor puppy ailments list diarrhea as a symptom, making it hard for owners to determine what is serious and what is not. Don't panic. Despite the endless lists of horrifying diseases out there, there are 6 main causes of diarrhea in puppies that you need to know about. Diet. There are many reasons why you might switch up your dog's diet. Maybe your vet recommended a higher quality brand of food, or your local store ran out of your puppy's usual kibble. Regardless of the reason, even a simple change in diet can cause diarrhea in puppies. Your current food could also be the problem. Sometimes puppies develop intolerance or sensitivity to certain foods or ingredients. If you suspect that your puppy has a food intolerance or sensitivity, talk to your vet about the best way to manage her diet and resolve her diarrhea. Bacterial infection. Puppies have more delicate immune systems than adult dogs, which makes them more susceptible to bacterial infections. Salmonella, E. coli, Clostridium, and other bacteria can cause puppy diarrhea. These diseases are serious and are usually accompanied by other symptoms like bloody diarrhea, loss of appetite, fever, and vomiting. Viral infection. Perhaps the most worrying cause of puppy diarrhea is a viral infection. The parvovirus and distemper virus are both potentially fatal diseases that affect unvaccinated or partially vaccinated puppies. The coronavirus is also a cause of viral diarrhea in puppies. All viruses require medical attention from your veterinarian. Ingestion. Puppies eat things that they are not supposed to. From garbage to poisonous plants, if your puppy can reach it, chances are he'll try and eat it. Consuming garbage, especially garbage full of food, often leads to puppy diarrhea, and in some cases can cause blockages that require veterinary intervention to resolve. Poisons and toxins also cause diarrhea. Visit your nearest veterinary emergency center immediately if you suspect your puppy ate something potentially harmful. Parasites. Young puppies are prone to parasites. Whether they are born with parasites or pick them up from the environment, parasites like roundworms, hookworms, whipworms, coccidia, and giardia all cause diarrhea in puppies and all require veterinary attention. Stress. Sometimes the reason behind puppy diarrhea is simple. Stress can cause diarrhea in dogs just like it does in humans, and puppyhood is certainly a stressful time. Your puppy is constantly meeting new people and exploring new things, and adjusting to the routine of your household is sometimes enough to trigger stress-related diarrhea by itself. What kind of human foods can cause diarrhea? fed our dogs a little bit off our plate, or topped the bowl of kibble with a little something yummy. I know the temptation is real, and that sweet face asking for more is tempting, but just say no. Our pets' digestive systems are very different from our own. In general, dogs and cats are not well equipped to digest large volumes of fat or even any amounts that are more than whatever their normal is. Treats that are high in salt and sugar can lead to diarrhea by simple osmosis, pulling water into the gastrointestinal tract as it is digested. If you are going to feed your pet human food, stick with safe fruits and vegetables such as carrots, green beans, or apples. Types of dog diarrhea. When attempting to narrow down our list of causes, we break dog diarrhea down into two major categories. Large bowel diarrhea. Large bowel diarrhea, or diarrhea arising from the large intestine or colon, is characterized by increased frequency, small volumes of stool, straining to defecate, red blood in the stool as well as mucus. Pet parents are often very concerned when they see blood in their dog's stool. While this is certainly a sign of inflammation and a good time to come to the vet, a small amount of blood is often par for the course when dealing with large bowel diarrhea. Storage of stool until it's ready to exit. Resorption of water to prevent dehydration. Since the colon needs to pull water out of the poop, blood vessels are very close to the surface and easily break with straining and inflammation. Likewise, there are mucus glands in the colon to help lubricate stools for easy passage. When there is inflammation, they will overproduce their mucus coating. When the colon isn't working right, stools can also be very watery. If there is a large volume of blood noted in the stools, this is more concerning and should be addressed with more urgency. Small bowel diarrhea. Small bowel diarrhea, or diarrhea arising from the small intestine, is characterized by large, goopy poops produced at normal frequency. The stool is often fatty and frothy. Stool rarely has red blood or mucus. There is typically no straining involved. The job of the small intestine is the absorption of nutrients. When there is inflammation or dysfunction, there can be a lack of absorption, resulting in fatty stools. We can also see signs of malnutrition in dogs with small bowel diarrhea, weight loss, poor hair coat, and ravenous appetite. Acute diarrhea in dogs. Some episodes of dog diarrhea can be easily cleared up. Acute onset of diarrhea can often resolve on its own with minimal intervention from you. When your dog's diarrhea has lasted for 48 hours or more, or you see blood in the stool, or your pet has additional symptoms, vomiting or inappetence, it is time to visit the vet. Chronic diarrhea in dogs. Chronic diarrhea is persistent despite initial treatment or is recurrent. Causes include parasites such as whipworms, inflammatory bowel disease, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, hyperthyroidism or other metabolic condition, cancer, and dysbiosis. Chronic diarrhea in dogs can sometimes lead to weight loss, a dry and unthrifty hair coat, and lethargy. If your pet is continuously exposed to a diet that they are sensitive to, this can also cause chronic intermittent diarrhea. Some dog and cat foods that are marketed as healthier for your pet can also be high in fat and protein. Grain-free diets remove healthy fiber content from the dog food, which can be very rough on a sensitive system. It is important to look for balance in a diet, and that it comes from a reputable company that is doing their homework when it comes to their formulations. Diarrhea with vomiting in dogs. When dog diarrhea occurs with vomiting, a new section of the gastrointestinal tract has entered the picture. Gastroenteritis is the group term for inflammation of both the stomach and the upper GI tract. Sometimes a high-fat treat, even a small one, can trigger pancreatitis, a condition wherein the pancreas, which produces digestive enzymes, among other things, becomes inflamed. This condition can cause acute vomiting and diarrhea, as well as abdominal pain. In very severe cases, pancreatitis can even be fatal. Vomit that contains blood can look red, brown, or black. Unlike a small amount of blood in the stool, any amount of blood in vomit is concerning and should result in a trip to the vet right away. Preventing diarrhea in puppies. Reducing stress and introducing new food slowly are great ways to prevent puppy diarrhea, but they are not the only tools in your toolkit. Make sure you're supervising your puppy at all times.